The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love the air.
Good day, tokers and tokens, and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. Of course, September 11th, a day that will live in infamy. Remember when they tried to blame that terrorism on us?
I helped murder families in Colombia.
It was just innocent fun.
I helped kidnap people's dads.
Hey, some harmless fun.
I helped kids learn how to kill.
I was just having some fun, you know. I helped kill policemen.
I was just having fun.
I helped the bomber get a fake passport.
All the kids do it.
I helped kill a judge.
I helped blow up buildings.
My life, my body.
Drug money supports terror.
It's not like I was hurting anybody else.
You might too. That was the anti-drug campaign that was propagated by the George W. Bush administration shortly following the 9/11 terrorist attacks in September 2001. And we will never forget those here at the Russ Belville Show, and never forget how our government tried to despicably use the specter of terrorism to scare us all into not supporting marijuana legalization. So never forget. All right, on today's show, all sorts of great stuff coming up for you. Some more coverage of the Seattle Cannabis Cup that I was at this last weekend. I got some walkabout video. You'll get to see what it's like out there in the land of legal weed. We even stopped by and visited our friend James from Jesse James Gardens. Ganja John makes an appearance. The Green Squad from Oil Slick makes an appearance as well, so check that out. We also had a great interview with a vendor that I met, Matt from Lush LED Lighting. Now, you know, I've been covering this for a long time, and when LEDs first came out, you know, they were pretty poor. A lot of people would only use them for veg. They weren't really considered to be any sort of challenge to high-pressure sodium or the other lighting systems that are out there. But Matt from Lush LED showed me some buds produced solely with LED lighting that just blew my mind. So stay tuned for that interview and that new technology. It's a pretty interesting discussion. Also, in our 420 Radio News, we've got more reactions from the Judiciary Committee hearings, the historic hearings yesterday that Pat Leahy called, Senator Pat Leahy from Vermont called. And we'll give you the rundown as it appeared in the mainstream media, what they took away from those hearings. Also, and behind the headlines today, we take a look at Denver and Colorado and the not if we legalize, but how we legalize details that have to be ironed out. And the big detail right now is taxes. Attorney Rob Corey, who is one of the co-writers of Amendment 64, was out protesting these taxes that are proposed for Denver and Colorado on retail marijuana. There's some pretty high taxes in Washington state on retail marijuana as well. In behind the headlines, we will analyze that and just ask the question, how high is too high for pot taxes? All that coming up, plus our brand new music editor, Gordon Green, calls in live to introduce a song from Damian Marley. It's going to be a great IRB Wednesday today, so stick around.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
Can I take your order?
You need 15 cheeseburgers.
Can I take your order?
Can I take your number?
Can I take your order?
You got any eggs?
Can I take your order?
Man, I don't have any money.
I don't have any money.
All right, well,
hey,
go.
Man, watch out!
This is your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, September 11th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Feds have no viable legal challenge to marijuana legalization, from Forbes magazine. Testifying today at the first congressional hearing on marijuana legalization in Colorado and Washington, Deputy Attorney General James Cole conceded that the Justice Department does not have a solid legal basis on which to challenge those states' new laws. Quote, "It would be a very challenging lawsuit to bring," Cole said the Senate Judiciary Committee, "because repealing state penalties for growing, possessing, and selling marijuana does not create a positive conflict with the Controlled Substances Act." Cole argued that the feds might be on firmer ground if they tried to preempt state licensing and regulation of newly legal marijuana businesses. But if such litigation were successful, he said, it could make the situation worse by leaving the industry unregulated. That is why the Justice Department settled on the approach summarized in the memo that Cole issued on August 29th, limiting its enforcement efforts to cases that might implicate eight federal concerns, including sales to minors, drug driving, and diversion to other states. If Colorado and Washington do not adequately address those issues, he said, quote, "We have reserved quite explicitly the right to go in and preempt at a later date," end quote. He summarized the department's policy as, quote, "Trust but verify," end quote. Forbes also notes the change to banking standards. In addition to promising prosecutorial restraint, Cole said the Justice Department is working with federal regulators to allay banks' fears of dealing with marijuana businesses, which often operate on a cash-only basis because financial institutions are reluctant to accept their deposits. Quote, "We agree it is an issue we need to deal with," he said. Cole said in response to a question from Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Pat Leahy of Vermont, quote, "There is a public safety concern when businesses have a lot of cash lying around," end quote. On a related issue, Cole denied reports that the DEA had warned armored car services not to do businesses with marijuana merchants. Quote, "DEA was merely asking questions of the armored car companies as to what their practices are," end quote, he said, adding that the questions came before his memo. New Jersey law signed allows ill children access to medical marijuana, from CNN.com. Ill children in New Jersey will be able to more easily access edible medical marijuana under a measure signed into law Tuesday by Governor Chris Christie. Qualifying minors in New Jersey will now have a wider variety of treatment options, and the new law will remove the limit on the number of marijuana strains that may be cultivated. Industrial hemp bill passes California Assembly, this from beyondcron.org. Legislation that allows California farmers to be prepared to grow industrial hemp upon federal approval has cleared the Assembly. SB 566, authored by Senator Mark Leno, would permit growers in the Golden State to cultivate industrial hemp for the sale of seed, oil, and fiber to manufacturers and businesses that currently rely on international imports for raw hemp products. The bill, which is co-authored by Assemblymember Alan Mansour, Republican of Costa Mesa, and has received strong bipartisan support in both houses, would go into effect once the federal government lifts its ban on hemp cultivation. Hunter started Yosemite Inferno, Not Marijuana Growers, from Gawker.com. After initial fictional reports that marijuana was the cause of the devastating High Sierra inferno that nearly burned up Yosemite National Park, the actual cause has been found. It was a man shooting wildlife in the forest, and his illegal campfire started the 370-square-mile rim fire. Now 80% contained, the rim fire burned out of control for 2 weeks. It has cost $72 million so far. But the fire damage to the mountains, forest, wildlife, and watersheds are not included in these figures, because how would you even measure that? The Forest Service has not released the hunter's name, and the sheriff has not arrested him. Marijuana stock scams. Don't let your money go up in smoke. From CNN.com. With medical marijuana now legal in almost 20 states, shares of companies selling anything related to the drug are being touted as the latest hot stocks. While such offers may sound tempting, federal regulators are warning they could actually be pump and dump stock scams. Spam emails related to such schemes, marijuana related or otherwise, have spiked in the past year. The schemes work like this. Fraudsters use emails and posts on social networks to drum up interest in thinly traded stocks with overly optimistic and in some case false information. Then they are, the price is pumped high, they sell their shares, that is the dump, leaving the original investors high and dry. This has been your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, September 11th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines to take a look at the taxation of recreational marijuana in Washington and Colorado and the possibility that it might not be too high or too low a tax. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Seven major party candidates to run for president, three of the last seven vice presidential candidates, and the last three presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belville Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 13 after the hour and time for us to go behind the headlines. And I saw reports the other day of free marijuana being given away at the Denver Civic Center. And it wasn't just for fun, folks. It was a political protest. Denver attorney and Amendment 64 co-writer Rob Corey, a prominent marijuana attorney who's gotten lots of people's weed back by suing county sheriffs when they take people's medical marijuana. Well, he's mad about taxes, and so he gave away the free joints to let everyone know about it. The issue at hand is Colorado's Proposition AA. Interesting proposition name, AA, which seeks to impose a 15% excise tax on marijuana on top of a 10% sales tax that could be raised to 15% later. Then there's a separate proposal in Denver for a citywide 3.5% sales tax that could be raised to 15% as well. So there's a possibility for marijuana in the future in Denver to be taxed 15% three separate times. So Corey and other activists gathered on Monday at Denver's Civic Center Park to hand out the free joints. Now, they did check people's IDs. You had to line up. They checked to see if your ID was 21 or older. And the Denver Post reports that initially they brought 600 joints, and when they saw the line was so huge, they realized they didn't have enough, so started just rolling up joints on the hood of a car. And the Denver Post says they gave away about 4,000 of them as Rob Corey shouted into the megaphone, "It is legal to hand out marijuana to people in Colorado, and it is legal to do it without paying a penny in taxes," end quote. Now, friends in Washington, be aware. Colorado's Amendment 64 does allow the gifting of marijuana from one person to another. Washington's I-502 does not. It's still illegal to give people marijuana in Washington state. But what Rob Corey is mostly complaining about, at least as I understand it, is that the campaign to pass marijuana legalization was called Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. And that's a bait and switch if we're going to tax marijuana at far greater rates than what we're taxing alcohol. Now, if you think those tax rates are a problem, check out Washington State, where the high pot taxes are also a concern. These were actually written into the initiative. Colorado's slightly different. Colorado has a constitutional amendment, I believe, called Tabor. I might be wrong on this, but they've got a constitutional amendment that says anytime state taxes are raised, that has to be put before the voters, right? And you can't do it in the initiative, right? So like if you pass an initiative legalize marijuana, you have to pass taxes separately. And that's what's going on in Colorado. But in Washington State, they just put it right into the initiative because there's no law that said that they couldn't. And that was a big part of selling I-502 as well and Amendment 64 is that we're taxing marijuana and this will bring in revenue to the states, help the schools, help the budgets, right? Well, in I-502, they set the taxes at 25% at three levels, 25% for the grower, 25% for the processor, and 25% for the retailer. And on top of that, you got to pay your state and local taxes, which in most places in Washington state is about 8.75%. So what all these taxes mean to you, the marijuana consumer? In Washington state, an analysis that was produced by Botec, and that's Mark Kleiman and the consultants that were hired to manage Washington's pot industry. Botec estimated that if a grower sells for $2,000 a kilo, and that's about $907 a pound, taxes will bring the retail price up to $17 per gram, or roughly $482 an ounce. Now, their analysis includes a 100% markup at each stage, you know, double your money, right? Like if I buy the pot at $2 a gram, I'm going to sell it at $4 a gram, and then it's going to be taxed, right? Anyway, 100% markup at each stage. That's a little high. If the weed market was more like a liquor store, the markups in liquor stores are about 30, 31%. Well, then the price of your Seattle Sativa and Issaquah Indica will be about $7.46 a gram. That's about $211 an ounce. Now, currently, the going price of marijuana in the Pacific Northwest runs from about $150 to $250 an ounce, depending on quality and supply. I'm not going to spend twice as much on legal weed. And the analysis at Botec notes that. They said, quote, in reality, the legal market must compete with the black market, medical marijuana, and grow your own, end quote. So I have to think that the competition is going to have to force these Washington pot shops to keep the markup at less than 100%. They're going to have to try to compete with, you know, regular prices. However, too little taxation can also endanger the popular support for marijuana legalization. Washington voters were sold legalization partially on the idea that it would raise $450 million in taxes. Mark Kleiman told the Seattle Times that maybe half that would be raised. And that's at that $17 a gram level. Compared to the huge taxes included in I-502, Corey's complaints are softened just a bit. Colorado State University estimates that weed will be sold in Colorado at $185 per ounce if the proposed taxes Corey opposes are included. And Colorado State is figuring out that it'd be a 25% markup at the producer and a 175% markup at the processor and retailer. Now, even at those rates, the state will only raise $21 million of the $40 million that was promised to Colorado voters to fix schools as a result of legalizing and taxing recreational marijuana. So what will become of future states and their campaigns to legalize marijuana if we make tax revenue promises to the voters in Colorado and Washington that fail to materialize? How will we mobilize marijuana consumers to support future legalization if it raises the price of marijuana from too much taxes? You know, maybe the next legalization campaigns should kind of soft pedal the tax windfalls and focus instead on one simple fact. Forcing marijuana consumers into criminal markets is wrong. Nobody who smokes, grows, or sells marijuana is committing a crime or needs to be treated by our society like a criminal. Speaking of criminals, look at these guys. Criminals. Roll Tide criminals over there. I hear a little of that. Hey, Herb.
Yo.
Smoke it if you got it.
Smoke it if you got it.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
What makes something funny? How does humor impact health and psychological well-being? How can you incorporate humor into everyday life? A concise, reader-friendly introduction to an important but often underappreciated topic in modern psychology, Humor 101 explains the role of comedy, jokes, and wit in the sciences and discusses why they are so important to understand. Psychology professor Dr. Mitch Earlywine draws from his personal experiences in stand-up comedy to focus on how humor can regulate emotion, reduce anxiety, and diffuse tense situations, expose pretensions, build personal relationships, and much more. He irreverently debunks the pseudoscience on the topic of humor and leaves readers not only funnier, but better informed. It's part of the Psych 101 series from Springer Publishing, Humor 101 by Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Ph.D.
Fun, fun, fun.
Mm. Don't let him down, Fox.
Ooh, yeah.
No, 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 no.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah. Just like that, baby. Don't stop. I like it. You like it, baby? Like it. Yeah.
No, my sugar won't do it.
Feels good, right?
No.
Big Daddy thinks.
Funky, roll a ring.
Don't let him down.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for us to get Irie, and I got to open up by apologizing to our next guest. The last couple weeks, I've been trying to get him on live, and it's been mess-ups on my side. All my fault, not this gentleman. He's been doing wonders. It's Gordon Green, our new Irie Wednesday music editor. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, David. That's finally reaching the flesh.
That's fantastic. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you right now from Barcelona, Spain.
Excellent.
My home for the past 6 years plus.
Yeah, and as we know, we watch the Jorge Cervantes show, and he spends about half his year in Barcelona as well. He's told us all sorts of wonderful things about the cannabis scene out there in Barcelona. What can you tell us?
Well, he's right. Barcelona is a great city for cannabis-minded people. We have cannabis clubs that you can become a member of where legally you grow collectively and you don't purchase cannabis. You collect your portion of the collective harvest. And sometimes they've been ending up in court, but so far so good. And I'm a member of a couple myself. I'm actually going to be bringing you some interviews and some news in the coming months from the cannabis clubs here in Barcelona, as well as some other Euro news. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it as well, because that's the whole point of 420 Radio, is to give not just a national perspective on the marijuana movement, but a global perspective, because this is a global issue. Absolutely. Now, Gordon Green, this is the first song we get you to introduce here. We had a recorded intro last week, but you're here live to introduce this next song from one of our favorites, one of the Marleys. Why don't you tell us about it?
That's right. Bob Marley left us with a great pool of reggae talent. This is from Junior Gong, Damian Marley. It's a single from 2011 called Wanted, and I just want to let everybody know that in about a year's time, this is just announced, the three of the five Marley brothers, Damian, Stephen, and Julian, are going to be headlining a five-day cruise from Miami to Jamaica. It's going to have other bands like Taurus Riley, Ja Cure, Shaggy, Sean Paul. It's about 16 bands in this cruise. It's going to leave from Miami, go to a couple of stops in Jamaica, and tickets go on sale for that on Friday. I don't want to plug any companies, so just do an internet search for the Jamrock 2014 Reggae Cruise, and you're going to find out all the information you need. You can check out this song on MySpace. It's available on Amazon, iTunes, and it's called Wanted from Damian Junior Gong Marley.
Right on, Gordon. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Peace out, brother.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters. What's at the done them, they in the handcuffs. What's at the youth, them a yard on dancers. Policeman will shoot you and leave you unconscious. Garrison's been losing sponsors. Got most politicians flake out like dandruff. Now court indictment has spread like cancers. And even the baby are turning a monster. Road art, Kingfish do want answers. Rolling up in unmarked Kingfish and Lancers. Rap control increased due to circumstances. This year me hear the man, I'm not keep champions. Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Don't trust Steven, your close companions. Here now a giddy and deep like trendings.
So are the criminals at large? A criminal well large. I rob the country blind and the corruption camouflage. And if the streets would ever talk, what's really going on? Only poor people would be wanted. So are the criminals at large? A criminal well large. I rob the country blind. Just ain't the same for hustlers and farmers and busters living amongst us. Now every man fears step on posters. Can't trust people who are the closest. Hey squad, you've been losing focus. To protect and serve, call you more provokers. You lock off the dance man, you should support us. Reggae entrepreneur, dance art promoters. Things happen for the strangest reasons. Most of the artists can't get visas. And no time tougher than a tambourine season. They now reap the corn on the fold while feeding. Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Don't trust even your close companions. Near an Armageddon, deep like canyons. Some are the criminals at large. A criminal well large. I rob the country blind and the corruption camouflage. And if the streets could ever talk, what's really going on? Only poor people would be wanted. Some are the criminals at large. A criminal well large. I rob the country blind.
Country has strapped, you blame us. Now
that the violence get outrageous. For minimum wages, some young teenagers carry 12 gauges and want me famous. Don't do a politician favors. They come in all size, color, shapes, and flavors. And then introduce the violent behaviors. And push, cop the shove, not even them can save us. And what's the outcome of all these capers? They sell more pages and more newspapers. You read them and burn them, them turn to vapors. Meanwhile, the youths, them locked in cages. Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Don't trust even your close companions. Be it Armageddon, deep like canyons. So many criminals at large. A criminal well large. I rob the country blind and the corruption camouflage. And if the streets would ever talk, what's really going on? Only my people would be wanted. So many criminals at large.
Episode of Cannabis Shakespearean Theatre. I'm your host, Leonard Pinth-Garnell III. Tonight we take a look at one of the finest works in the cannabis cinema, 1996's Half-Baked, starring David Chappelle, as interpreted by the Royal Shakespearean Cannabis Theatre Company. In this scene, Chappelle's character, Thurgood Marshall, has just admitted his addiction to cannabis to a room full of narcotics addicts. One addict, played in the film by Robert Saget and interpreted here by the Royal Company's Sir Frederick Farrakh, takes umbrage at the suggestion.
I find preposterous the notion that you, sir, may be addicted to cannabis. In times previous, I have undertaken lubricious endeavors, most revolting and unbecoming of a proper gentleman, in my servitude to the wicked powder of the coca leaf. Lo, that is an addiction whose chains would bind Hercules. At any point in history, could one identify a moment in your life so sullied by your ignominy as a cannabis slave? Methinks not! Boo this man!
For Cannabis Shakespearean Theatre, I'm Leonard Pinth-Garnell III.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a lawyer.
I'm a journalist.
I'm a student.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a representative.
I have cancer.
The outdated laws of prohibition are more dangerous than the plant itself.
I lost my scholarship.
I was fired.
20 million arrests since 1965. This is getting ridiculous.
Our prisons are overcrowded with nonviolent offenders.
We have the opportunity to change.
This is costing our country billions of dollars.
Making my family and I fight in a courtroom is difficult enough when I'm already fighting through chemotherapy.
There's no reason to be scared by tradition anymore.
We can stop this.
We can stop this.
We are the American people.
We can stop this.
And you have our support.
We're old.
Young.
Straight.
Gay.
We're every race and nationality.
And we're not going to give up.
You can tax it.
You can regulate it.
Apply age restrictions.
You can create millions of new jobs.
We can save our economy.
President Obama?
It's time for legalization.
Legalization?
Yes.
We can.
Activism begins with ACT. The Rush Bellville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
All right, let's head back to the Seattle Cannabis Cup for some more video.
Hey everybody, Radical Russ. We are here at Portland's historic Union Station, getting ready to get on the Amtrak train, make our way to the Seattle U.S. Cannabis Cup. Of course, this is the Cannabis Cup, not the Medical Cannabis Cup, so you're all invited, so long as you're 21 and older, and I'm sure you all are. This, I love coming to Union Station. It's like a good old-fashioned, you know, train station. Big, elevated ceilings. Yeah. So we are just going to take a seat. We're a little bit early, about an hour before the train gets here. So we'll take a seat here by our mobile studio. And we'll see you in Seattle.
I just wish the stars are one. You can keep us up on the wall.
All right.
Hey, we are here with a friend who just said, hey, like the Ripper. Is this your first cup?
Yep.
What do you think?
It's awesome.
Awesome?
Cool. People need to come.
Very cool. But I got flowers. A lot of people here have the dabs, man. What do you think? You like the dabs?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cushy and hazy. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So let's get the, here you go. It's got the Gandalf rib. Yeah, there's Puff and Tuff. Thank you so much, brother. You have a great cup. Hey, everybody, it's Saturday night. We're getting ready to go see Slightly Stupid and Red Man. The line is huge. They're checking IDs for everybody. And I just thought it'd be nice to get this shot here of, was that Quest Field? Safeco Field. Used to be,
I don't know. Quest is the football one, yeah.
Which is not Quest. It's such whatever. But they're playing baseball over there. You can tell because nobody's doing anything. So, all right. We're going to go to the concert. We'll see you later.
Hell yeah. It's Seattle in the house one time. What we got up, guys? Umaki, you? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, turn me up. A dab? While I'm on stage?
Whoa.
I'm gonna fuck it up. Yeah, let me hit that. All right, let's get it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to dab it up in Seattle. Y'all Seattle coffee drinking motherfucker shit. Yeah, yeah. Come on, let's get it. Yeah. That's Instagram all day, yeah! Woo! Yeah. Gotta be careful with that shit there. Ladies and gentlemen, after my dab just now, I'd like to introduce you to my cousin right here. His name is Mr. Cream, but this guy, damn, that's some good shit, brother. This guy right here was the guy sleeping on the floor in MTV Cribs. Yeah. He's up off the floor, and he wanna hit y'all with a little test to see where y'all at on some real hip hop shit. Let's get it in. I like this. Let's get it. Y'all ready to rock? Y'all ready to rock, right?
Stage yesterday.
Don't you usually film it from the sideline?
Sometimes, yeah. I'll probably be up there.
I used your last year. I had your video, and I was able to send it to all my friends and family.
I'll be up there this time for you.
Cool. I look forward. Hopefully, I'm up there.
Yeah, I hope you are too.
All right.
We'll see you.
Take care.
Water? Yeah. Would you? I can get another one. You can have one.
What's the price on the
suckers? Suckers go for $4 today.
You better get pineapple. Let me get one of each.
Tell everybody about it.
This is the Beast Oreo Bar. It's Captain Cosmic's High Times Cup entry. Came in at a whopping 1,086 milligrams of THC, 15 milligrams of CBD, and 12 milligrams of CBC.
Wow.
It's the good nighter.
All right. We'll be looking, listening for you at the awards.
Heck yeah.
Look at all the amazing stuff we get nowadays.
Dried fruit. 100 milligrams of THC. Dried kiwi with 200 milligrams of THC.
And I appreciate labeling you milligrams because I want to know total how much I'm getting.
Right.
How much I should eat of it.
And how many pieces you should eat.
Do you find now that there's any demand for, like, I want something light. I want to be able to eat the whole brownie and not fall apart.
We do,
but get a little high. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. We do offer cookies that are half the potency of our regular edibles, and they come in at 100 milligrams of THC. And those
Awesome.
Yeah, those are better edible for the
lightweights.
Yeah, lightweights.
You can say it.
You
can say lightweight.
Yeah, hey, I'm a lightweight. I got a little tolerance.
All right. Well, thank you, man. And what's the website?
CaptainCosmics.com.
All right. Well, take it easy.
Thank you.
Slick booth, just chilling, taking a couch break. So here we go.
Nice.
Very nice, very nice.
Big thanks to my friends out there at the Green Squad, Oil Slick, which won Best Product at the High Times Cannabis Cup in Seattle. Good friends, big supporters of 420 Radio. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Josh. Thank everybody in the Green Squad. We're going to take a break. We're hanging out here with Big Jim and Herb Thrasher. Say hi, Herb.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man? So glad to be back. We'll see you guys soon, Friday night.
Friday night, Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. We're here live.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What makes something funny? How does humor impact health and psychological well-being? How can you incorporate humor into everyday life? A concise, reader-friendly introduction to an important but often underappreciated topic in modern psychology, Humor 101 explains the role of comedy, jokes, and wit in the sciences and discusses why they are so important to understand. Psychology professor Dr. Mitch Earlywine draws from his personal experiences in stand-up comedy to focus on how humor can regulate emotion, reduce anxiety, and diffuse tense situations, expose pretensions, build personal relationships, and much more. He irreverently debunks the pseudoscience on the topic of humor and leaves readers not only funnier, but better informed. It's part of the Psych 101 series from Springer Publishing, Humor 101.
You can still be hip and not do drugs.
America, are we running scared? There's a drug problem, it's got to be clear. It's a war we're fighting across our land. It's here right now, so let's take a stand with the LA Lakers. And we're here to say that the drugs are killing every day. Cocaine and crack, it's all got to go. We got to learn to just say no.
I'm Kareem, the captain of the team. I don't need drugs, I got a higher thing. My sky hook makes a team look good, but there's a hook we gotta shake from the neighborhood.
You call me Smurf, I give my team my best. When you really care, you can do no less. But the game of life's more serious, cause drugs make losers of all of us.
They call me Superman and I'm known to give a helping hand. Now there's a rival out there on the streets. We all got to work together to be.
The winning point is what'll passion you. Be like us and make the right move. Say no!
No!
Say no!
No!
We dribble, shoot, and slam dunk. You can win too without that jump.
My name is Patty, coach of the team. They say my plays really do the thing. So I'm here to tell you the best play of all. Say no to drugs because life is a ball.
Activist for 40 years.
We are turning the corner on a failed policy that's been disastrous for our communities, and things are going to get better.
80 years ago, we repealed alcohol prohibition in this state. We did it prior to the federal government, and we're doing the same thing when it comes to marijuana. We are a step ahead, and we will continue to lead the way.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight!
Woo! Some call it marijuana.
You're listening to Radical Russ on the Russ Belville Show.
Never mind. Legalize it.
The cannabis community includes a diverse set of activists and nonprofits working to end the prohibition of marijuana. We take the time to hear the stories of reform on the
Hey everybody, Radical Russ back here at the High Times Cannabis Cup, and we met Renee. Hi Renee.
Hi.
And I'm sorry, I forget your name.
Tony.
Tony. Renee and Tony. Who are going to take us out to the medicated area. They're doing a panel, so we have to be quiet.
It's a special tour.
I don't substitute it, I just add some to it. Okay, that's a very interesting technique. So let's talk about how cooks at home can get the most from their medicine. How can we make sure that we're activating it correctly?
All right, so we are leaving the comfy confines of the indoors and headed now to the outdoor area where it's quite a bit warmer and people are friendly. And hey, what's happening? Adam Hand, no matter where you go, there he is. But let's take a look around here. Got you in the shade. Tell everybody where we're heading to.
We're going to Lush Lighting.
Lush Lighting.
Lush LEDs.
Let's do it.
All right,
here we go. We're headed to Lush Lighting now.
Where Matt Johnson is the owner.
Matt Johnson is the owner, she says.
Yes.
So, as is usual at these cannabis cups, there's this main area outside here, which is like nonprofits, and there's Here's Cash Hyde Foundation rocking it as usual.
They are awesome.
And there's the lovely Bianca. Hi, Bianca.
Hello.
Are you going to see me at 420 tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
All right.
We're going to rock on.
Hell yeah. Are you smoking? What are you smoking? Smell cloves somewhere. Somebody's smoking cloves. Somebody's smoking cloves. I don't know who it is. All right, I got to make sure my wristband is showing so I can be official. There I be. All right, so here we're coming in. Of course, you first come in, and what do you see? A bunch of these oil slick guys. What's up with that?
Street squad!
Hey, what's up? Here they all are.
There's our oil slick friends. Tools to help you concentrate. These are like the silicon, rubber, super ultra cool.
Medical grade.
Nothing sticks to them kind of thing. And so these are tools to help you concentrate. Check them out. Oil slick. OilSlickPad.com?
That's right.
Okay. OilSlickPad.com. Got it. I always want to pluralize it because you have so many. Wait! What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, I got your interview up on YouTube.
I watched it. Does my mustache really look like that?
It exemplifies gentlemanly
unbelievable
scholarship or something.
Or something. Thank you for coming around. Have a great cup.
Hey, we're gonna have a great cup, and I'll be back with pins for you guys. I'll see you
later.
Sorry for all the delays.
No, you're fine.
All right, so here we go. We're back.
We are close too.
We're close to where we have to be. All right, so we're going through the medicated area here. Oh, I like that guy's green hat. I have to talk to this guy. Excuse me. As a guy who wears hats, I have to say, I like your hat.
Thank you.
Thank you for wearing that hat. I appreciate that. Oh, okay.
They're kind of dickish.
Yeah, dude.
Russ, what's up?
My man, you made it.
Russ Lighting. I came over to tell everybody about you.
We watch your show all the time. We love that you're promoting the cannabis industry. You just fired one up, so I'd say you got the nose for coming home to come by.
It was Renee brought me by. She forced me. She twisted my arm and forced me to come here to talk about Lush Lighting.
She's the love of my life.
You know more about it than I do, so tell people about Lush Lighting.
I do. I want to share with everybody that we've been able to monitor how plants use sunlight in order to grow so that we can recreate that type of light so that you can use it indoors, grow better plants. You're seeing increase in yield, increase in density, increase in resin production, increase in growth rates. Everything goes up. Only thing that goes down is the cost to grow what you're growing.
So you guys like figuring out like plants like green or yellow or red or certain spectrums and then make the lights match that, basically? Is that the idea?
That is the idea, yeah. You can look at the photosynthetic catalytic side book. You can pull this up right here. This has never been released before. Nobody's ever really looked at this as far as how to grow cannabis. We looked at this as an opportunity. There were a lot of different theories on how to grow cannabis and ways to plant can use light. This way is how cannabis uses light. If you're growing cannabis, you need to be able to fuel the entire process, starting from UV, going all the way into infrared. You have proteins that are phycobilla proteins. They're used to transport electrical current. They're the ones that are putting the electron at the binding location where a chlorophyll cell is going to split that water molecule. In order to do that, it needs a high amount of energy. So a chlorophyll cell that's absorbing light is not attached to the chlorophyll cell that is using that light. There is a protein in the middle. That protein in the middle allows cannabis to grow 30 feet tall if you put it outdoors. It's a phenomenal plant. Far more efficient at photosynthesis than any other plant on the planet.
Really?
Absolutely.
So cannabis processes light better, more efficiently.
More efficiently.
Than anything.
Anything. You know, cannabis is one of the original plants on this planet. I believe that wholeheartedly. It has compounds in it that are very similar to algae, things that evolved from cyanobacteria at the beginning of time. This plant's a lot older than we are. It's been here a lot longer. You know, we're a product of this planet. You know, so is this plant. You know, we're meant to be together in a harmony. And so, you know, this plant's ability to perform photosynthesis provides a protein that our bodies need. It's phycocyanin. If you Google it and you look up phycocyanin, the wonder molecule, you'll find out that cannabis has a protein that'll regrow liver tissue for you.
Whoa.
How many people are having problems with their liver right now? You can put the cannabis plant into a blender, juice up the leaves. You're going to get the CBDs. You're going to get all the medical benefits of the cannabinoids. But you're also going to get this protein that the science books don't even tell you is in the plant because they don't want you to know. And we found it because we were able to test light, test theories, and the different pigments that are absorbing light show when you're fueling with light. So we were able to test these and produce something that has never been done before.
Matt, how did you get involved in this? Was this like a horticulture background in college? Were you involved as a farmer? I mean, what leads you to this?
I love pot.
Well,
yeah, I love cannabis. I love the healing qualities about it. I've studied about it my whole life. You know, I have a little bit of an engineering background in school, you know, but my primary focus was in sales. And I seen an opportunity here where this product wasn't being engineered correctly. You know, so I hired the people that knew engineering and know LEDs and got them on board. And was like, hey, man, let's put this thing together. Let's make it work. You know, we hired a botanist. We hired a biochemist. We hired them on staff to answer some questions and do some internal training for us. And, you know, here we are 3 years later. You know, a lot of money, a lot of research went into it. But, you know, this is our fourth event this year. Been at multiple High Times events. And we went all the way out in England for the New England Cannabis Carnival. And we're just letting people know that LED's doing it. You know, it's never been done before. They've never seen it. Russ, I'd like you to check out some of these buds. You know, this is LED grown.
Get out.
Oh, yeah.
That's thick.
Oh, well, squeeze it.
Wow. See, you know, when the LEDs first came out, they were just so junk, and nobody wanted to be anywhere near them for anything but maybe a little veg or something. Right? But now, my God, you're getting this out of LEDs.
Oh, that's a small bud.
Wow.
You know, here's a bigger one, and here's an even bigger one. We're talking.
Well, let me zoom out so I can get this bud. Jesus.
Well, these things are gigantic. That's a good one.
I'm 6 foot tall. My hand is a good 8-9 inches.
Yeah, that's definitely a 6-inch bud there. And that's beautiful stuff.
And it's tight. It's dense.
Yeah, it's packed. Yeah.
And it's you know at least probably an inch and a half round.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful stuff. So let me get the look on this here. We got the poster so people can get the website address. It's lushledlighting.com. And they got the science going here, telling you everything that's going on. Matt with Lush Lighting. He's got the meters.
You know, this is what everybody wants to see. You know, this is canopy level. You know, we're producing 40,000 lumens at canopy level. You want to look at the meter here? This is 2 feet away from the light. You know, this is what high-pressure sodium normally does. It's 1,000 watts that would normally require. Now we're doing it for 440 watts. But let me show you what we're bringing to the table. Wow. We're not only matching lumens with high-pressure sodium, we're adding quantum light. This is the PAR light meter, reading a lot of UV, near UV light, at 2 feet away.
Wow.
I mean, you can come up here. Some people like to grow 18 inches, man. You want 1,500 U-moles of light, just like direct sunlight, you can do it. You want to max out your meter well over 2,000. You can well max, you know, the light producing, you know, close to 3,000 U-moles. That is phenomenal. You know, I could put this out in direct sunlight, you know, and show you that right now in Seattle, you know, direct sunlight in a clear sky is about 1,700. You know, we're hitting 1,700, 12 inches away from our light. You want that to be your canopy level? You can do it.
Lush Lighting, lushledlighting.com. Save some money, save a little bit of the earth.
You know, absolutely. Save the planet. Juice the plant. Grow cannabis, tell your friends about it. If you have anybody that has internal ailments, you know, put the plant in their body. It's a vegetable. It's meant to be consumed and eaten, you know, so you can do that. You're going to feel great. These proteins are going to help your body. They're going to help everything work better, starting with your liver. And when your bloodstream is clean, all your organs are running better. You know, Cheryl Schumann knows it. You know, that's why she's out there promoting juice and cannabis. You know, it's the CBDs, but it's everything else, too, that's inside the plant. And it's here to help. So you need to let your family know. I hope you let your friends know that this is a medicine. You know, that's why it's no longer going to be Schedule 1. The government's going to change that because we're proving to people. Russ is doing the work every single day. You can see his show. He's letting people know that this is medicine. This is going to help you. You know, and we're just, as a lighting company, want to help you grow it better.
Right. Thank you so much, Matt. LushLEDlighting.com, Lush Lighting. It's awesome. Great work.
I appreciate your time.
You have to say they get beyond a little bit of my scientific knowledge at some points in those interviews, but I really appreciate that those buds that were grown completely from seedling to harvest with nothing but LEDs. You can save yourself a lot of money with that. For a guy growing in his closet, just needs something for himself for time to time. Boy, what a great solution that would be. Hey, that's all the time I got for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Big Jim and Herb for stopping in. We will have Herb Thrash and Flower Hour live on Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Got a new show tomorrow at 3 p.m. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers. Fun.